free, no minimum shipping ends Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you know what? I'm happy. Hooray.
Crossed over. If I ever.
You know who that was?
No.
Sean Hadley at a Christmas party.
Oh.
Somebody went over to a microphone with him. He was at on a couch. And that's what he said. You know what? I'm happy.
Yeah. I didn't hear about a Christmas party.
Who had a Christmas party?
Well, I didn't go.
Were you there?
No, we weren't invited. I heard about it.
Oh,
somebody played me the recording. No, we're excluded from all things like that ever since the potluck fiasco.
Oh, well, that's been sad.
Yeah. Since like 9-10 years ago, the big potluck blow up that we had. Yeah, we're banned. Huh. Banned from anything. Because somebody decided to throw a fit and act like a little girl. Good afternoon, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's been a long time, folks, since we were together. Like is five... What?
Is it a full moon?
Why?
I don't know.
It's an interesting start.
For those who don't know, there's... There's the most ridiculous thing in the world that happened at the station years ago, and it was somebody getting the panties up all in a knot because of nothing comment that was made about our potluck thing that we used to have in the kitchen. And it's such a, if it weren't so hilarious, it would be sad if it weren't so ridiculous. Other offices have encountered similar situations.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm sure you can't work anywhere with people and be together for any period of time where some people don't go nuts, so they just do. We have, what I'm hoping to hear today, I'm hoping to do very little work because I'm lazy, I don't like to work, and I want the audience and you guys to carry the show, and I think that'll happen today because surely somebody out there in Radio Land has some great Thanksgiving holiday disaster stories or embarrassment stories or touching reunion stories or something. Plus, I saw three.
I'd love to hear some crazy Black Friday stories. Did you see all the videos online from?
It seemed
to be various Walmarts that were the
Walmart does seem to be the mecca.
Goodness.
Walmart holds the
they
get the award for attracting the nuts.
And it looks like people go just to film the craziness. It doesn't even look like some of the people are shopping. They're just there to.
I think they're there for the spectacle. And I love the one video I saw. It was obviously somebody using his or her camera, I guess, video camera, to video some people fighting and wrestling and the cops intervening. And some woman at Walmart looks up at the camera and goes, "Shut that off right now." Like you have the authority to stop me from taking a picture of this?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
No, you don't. And she did it with such authority. I mean it. You stop recording right now. And I just thought, well, good luck.
Was she a worker or a customer?
Nah, I think she... I don't know.
I bet it was a worker.
I think they have the right
to say you can't film and their store, but good luck.
Yeah, well, you have the right to say anything you want, but you don't have the right to stop somebody from recording the video.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
No, you can't do that. You can't stop me from turning on my,
They can ask anybody to leave their store, though. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they could.
I think you have to have a basis. You can't just leave. Hey, you black person, leave. I don't think you can do it because of that. What? You're gay? I heard you talking to your buddy. You said you're gay. Get out of our store. I don't think you can do that.
Yeah.
Can you ask just anybody to leave for any reason?
No, I think you have to have some sort of reason to have them leave.
Yeah. Well, I think they should have asked all 1,000 of those nuts on the Thursday to leave. Just get on the thing and go, can everybody leave the store? Everybody. Just leave the store. All of you. Leave. That's the craziest crap I've ever seen. I had to go to Lowe's to buy something. It was just something I needed. It's a low-voltage transformer for landscape lights. Anyway, I don't like it when lights don't work. I'm weird like that. If a bulb is out on a light, like a fixture, I can't wait to get it replaced. So I go into Lowe's, and this was Friday morning, but it was late morning, like 11. The place was covered up with people. And I got what I needed. I knew exactly what it was, and I go to the counter with it, and I waited, you know, like four people in front of me. And I said to the girl, I said, well, I can't believe how many people here. And she said, oh, it's really settled down now. She said, you should have been here early this morning. Yeah. I guess they opened early for it. And I said, no, I shouldn't have been. And I said, to tell you the truth, I had no intention of going anywhere today. I'm going to get this one thing, get to my car, and get out of here and go home. And I'm not going to any other store today. I am the opposite of all those people. And here's the other thing. There was a news story about a company, and I don't know if it's in St. Louis, probably New York, L.A., whatever. Check this out. You go to this company, I guess, online, and they will supply you with somebody to wait in line for you. In other words, you're hiring somebody to hold you a place in line, and then when you get, it looks like within half an hour of making it to the door, they text you, and you show up and relieve them, and you pay that person. Isn't the whole point to save money?
Wow.
To get up in the morning and camp out? Well, it defeats the whole purpose because, you know, if I'm the guy you're hiring, I'm not going to stand in line for 4 hours for $20 for you. So I don't know what they're paying them. But I would think it offsets whatever the savings are.
Oh, to stand in line before they go in the store, you mean? To get in?
Oh, yeah.
In that line?
Oh yeah. If you don't want to stand there for 15 hours, you hire somebody through this company to do it for you. And then they, if I heard the story right, they text you or call you and go, okay, line's moving. It looks like you're within half an hour. You need to come take your place. And you replace that person. That's just crazy.
Thanks. Nice doing business with you.
I don't.
Because I think the people that do that do it for two reasons. One, they do it to save money. And two, they do it because it's actually become an event for them. They actually get off on the, hey, how long have you been out here? 26 hours. They're trying to outdo each other.
The camping out, I don't get. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. So you guys have any? You got to have something for the Burke segment. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah, I got a couple things.
All right. This is Eon. He'll be followed by Dan Levi Strauss. And now, first up, Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Well, thank you very much. Couple things here. Did you see the guy that was that threw $1,000 of cash from the top level at the Mall of America?
No.
And $1 bills?
No. Oh, I heard about that. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Yeah, he says it was his last $1,000 that he threw. And it was in this big courtyard area in the Mall of America, and there was a Christmas band singing Let It Snow. So that's when he decided to throw all these dollar bills from the top level. And they ended up throwing out, he's banned from the mall for a year, and they escorted him out. And,
well, yeah, because it's chaos.
Right, yeah. Well,
because you don't know if what's fallen is $100 bill. You don't know what it is.
But I saw the video. Nobody really... not panicked, but nobody really went crazy. They probably didn't even know it was real.
Well,
for the longest time.
Once they saw they were $1 bills, what are you going to do? Somebody else over grabbing three of those?
Right. But he said he did it because he's trying to get some positivity back in his life because he's going through a divorce and everything. And, and he wants.
It sounds
to,
like he's nuts.
Well, he wants to get his cat back from his estranged wife. So,
and that's going to do it. Throwing $1,000. No, here's his wife going before the judge. Your Honor, my husband's nuts. He doesn't deserve the cat. Here's how nutty he is. He went up on top of a building, threw $1,000 off of it.
Yeah.
He doesn't need the cat. He's crazy. And the judge will go, I think you're right. And by the way, if you're going to give $1,000 away, take 10 $100 bills and make a difference with 10 people's lives.
It's just not as good
as a buck isn't going to do it.
It's not good video, though, when you just throw 10 $100 bills.
No, that's
true. It was a lot cooler because he was just, you know, grabbing handfuls of bills.
No, I agree. It's great video, but you don't accomplish much.
Yeah. The second thing I have, I came across this list of the biggest mistakes you make by using your refrigerator. And some of these, I had never really, you know, it's more myths that they're trying to dispel here. But, you know, most people store all your milk and things on the door of the refrigerator.
You should put it low.
No, you shouldn't put them on the door at all. Because,
no, I mean low in the shelf in the refrigerator on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, but it's funny, they have all those, you know, those drawers and everything on the door made for milk gallons, but you really shouldn't put them there because...
I've never put milk in the door and never known anybody who did.
Really? It doesn't keep it cold enough. My brother does that.
I've never done that. I never thought of even doing that.
Oh,
I didn't
my
know
goodness, yeah.
That.
Most of
those big those new refrigerators now, Ian's right, they have those big old... like shelves there on the side.
And why is that such a bad idea?
It doesn't keep it as cold as it should because the door doesn't get as much of the cooling effect because it's furthest away from the...
I can see that.
Yeah. Okay. And another thing people don't do is they just put meat, you know, just on the shelves and not in the meat drawer. But the meat drawer is built to be colder than the rest of the refrigerator. Almost sometimes it says... Oh, slightly below freezing, you can almost get to the meat drawer. So it helps keep the meat longer if you put it actually in the meat drawer.
Meat drawer sounds like something dirty.
Yeah.
She saw his meat drawer.
Close to meat drapes.
Similar to meat drapes, yeah. Oh. If you don't know what meat drapes are, email Peon. He'll tell
or just Google it.
He told me what he's the one that told me what meat drapes were. He's right. Google meat drapes. Yeah. Don't blame me.
Peon educates us on different terms.
Don't lay your emails on me. Email him if you think he's disgusting.
One of my joys in life.
Yeah.
Another thing people don't do is the condenser. They have condenser coils on the fridge, and you need to clean those.
Oh, I did
regular
know that.
Interval.
And nobody does.
What, right. You want hints from Heloise today?
Well, no. Yeah, this is this list I found.
Nobody does it because behind the refrigerator is so disgusting.
Oh,
nobody wants to pull it away from the wall.
How often do you pull a refrigerator off the wall?
There's that charge card. Somehow got behind the refrigerator.
And the last two are kind of easy. I mean, wrapping foods tightly before you put them in, before you freeze them. And, you know, everybody should know that. And putting fruits and vegetables in the actual crisper drawer. You should keep them in there for a reason because the humidity level is different than the rest of them. So that was a...
Listen to you, little Martha Stewart Jr.
Interesting list. And another cool thing I posted on the Facebook page over the weekend, this guy shows how to make the only travel stove you'll ever need. And, you know, people, campers and outdoorsy people like that, you know, you usually have those Coleman gas stoves, you know, that require, propane?
They have little propane tanks, little portable.
This guy shows how to make a stove out of just one aluminum can, either a beer can or a soda can, and he shows how you cut that can in half, and one half fits inside the other, and you cut the top of the thing off, and you just buy like a container of alcohol, you know, like the rubbing alcohol that you can buy, you know, just in, it's real cheap, and you pour that alcohol in there in the can, and it becomes like a sterno can. And he said it's the only travel stove you'll ever need, just pretty cheaply made. And
I'm sure a lot of people are going to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, certain campers, it might be a little tip there, but that was it. That's all I had.
Dan, what do you have?
Went Black Friday shopping, or whatever the heck you call it.
That surprises me that you went.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm wearing some new headphones that I bought as a doorbuster. from one of the stores. We drove by.
By the way, that's a thing now that every. I know. You know why? Everybody uses it now.
The doorbusters.
Doorbusters, yeah. Come up with something else. Don't be like every other store. It's like that spooktacular thing. Go ahead.
We were leaving my brother's, and we were driving by one of the stores that we saw. They had these their Sennheiser headphones. And I thought those look really nice, and they have the one cord. You know how they have some headphones have those two cords that come out. I don't like that at all. So I like the one cord. And we drove by the store, and I thought there's hardly anybody in the parking lot. So we went in, and there were like two or three of those headphones left as the door on the doorbuster table. And so I got those, and then I went and picked up my daughter. And we went out and didn't get back home till about 3 a.m. But we went out shopping.
Oh, my goodness.
We went out shopping.
You're the very weirdo we're talking about.
Oh, I know. And we love it, though. We did it a couple of years ago. We went, Old Navy opened their doors at midnight, and we went and waited in the car and watched all these people standing in line, and they opened the doors, and as soon as everyone got in, we went in and we did our shopping, and that time, this was a couple years ago, we didn't get home till about 4 or 4:30 a.m. And the line for the cash register went all the way around the store inside.
See, that there's nothing about that seems fun to me.
That's now, torturous
look,
to me.
I will give you, if you miserable. And your daughter had a good time, then you know what? I got no problem with that. Anything you do with your kids. But take that out of the equation. Wow, there's nothing about that.
We had a blast.
I'd pay not to do that.
That would be a punishment for me if I had to do that.
We were talking about that this year, and she reminded me that we stood in line for almost 2 hours to check out, but we had some.
Oh, that sounds now. Well, now I've changed my mind. Now it sounds great.
Yeah,
I know. So this year they had something. They had it set up totally different.
Man, you know what? I've actually left a cart of groceries and walked away and gone to my car because I didn't want to wait like 20 minutes. I can't imagine standing. Oh, my good. 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. So this year we went shopping to the same place. We went to Old Navy, and I bought her a bunch of stuff. Her birthday's coming up Friday. Which she's
Alyssa?
Gonna, yeah.
She's and she'll be
17.
Whoa.
That's insane. So I bought her a bunch of clothes. She wanted a bunch of clothes, so I bought her a bunch of clothes for her birthday. It sucks for people that have their birthdays in December or right around, you know, around Christmas.
Because yeah, you kind of get gypped.
Yeah, you have your birthday. So we went clothes shopping for her birthday and stuff. And then we decided that was it. We weren't going to go anywhere else. But then she wanted some tennis shoes, so we decided to pop over to a sporting goods store. And then the mall was open. And we went into the mall, and I could not believe the amount of people that were in the mall, and it was like 2 a.m.
Well, yeah, you are one good daddy. Hey, I want to go here, and I want to go here, and I want to teach. Okay.
Are you kidding? Alyssa wanted to stay home. He's like, no, you're going with me.
We're shopping.
Yeah, that's probably the real story.
Yeah, my sister works in retail. She's a manager, and she had to work 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. on Thanksgiving night.
And that, to me, that's crazy.
Well, here, let me just say, I'm glad you mentioned that, because to all the retail people, first of all, I feel your pain, and here's why. I don't know. Did you guys ever work in retail at Christmas?
Yes.
Retail store? I have. And I'm going to tell you something. It, depending on who you are and what your home situation is, family situation, it's either the worst punishment that can be inflicted on you, or it's a great blessing. To me, it was a blessing because I got either time and a half or double time. I was in the retail clerks union. And I worked at two or three different retail stores. And I got to tell you something, man. I couldn't wait to work holiday because it was really a lot of good extra money. And I needed it. And I, but I could see if somebody has a family and you got kids and maybe you need the money for the kids. But if you don't really need that little bit of extra money, I feel bad for those people. And then the worst, not so much now because it's all computerized, but then the worst when I did it, was taking inventory at the end of the year, where you had to take every shelf and write down. Oh, my goodness, it was horrible.
Mm.
Yeah, so you folks are working retail at Christmas. Hats off to you. Boy, Better you than me. I'm so glad I'm not in that anymore.
Well, here's the best. So we didn't do too much after that. Friday night, I have to say, I went to the Well Hungarians celebrated their 20th anniversary together. They started the band in 1993, and they did this show.
Hang on here. It's 1993. You said how many years?
20.
All right, hang on.
1993.
Yep. That's, I just wanted to check you. Sometimes I like my fact checker.
Yeah. But if you were at the show, it was just an incredible show. The best I've ever seen them. They had the original members and then the members that are there now, and it was just a great show. So we did that Friday night. But over the weekend, we decided to go out to breakfast. My sister, my mom, my daughter, and we all went out to breakfast, and I went to pay, and they said, your credit card's been declined. I'm like, no, slide that again. So she slides it again. She goes, no, it says declined.
Well, those people love that. No, do it again. I know nothing.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Were you in front of people? Other people?
No, I wasn't.
That's embarrassing.
No, and so my sister ended up coming up. I had the cash on me, but my sister came up and she ended up paying for it. But so I called to find out what's going on with my credit card. They shut it off because of my Black Friday shopping, because they said we had some unusual
activity
at like 1:30 or 2 in the morning. And
we showed a male person using your name buying a teenage girl purse.
Yeah.
We wanted to verify.
Other charge that has come through tonight has been a woman, but yours was red flag because it was a man.
Yeah, that's not like you buying a man thing.
We need to verify these purchases. And that's
one night where they shouldn't, you know, I like that rule most of the time, but Black Friday, they should realize that a lot of people are using their car.
Yeah, but that's also the big theft day, man.
Oh, yeah.
You get a hold of a card, you can't use it fast enough and as many places you can, as quickly as you can before it gets discovered. That's a big day for identity theft.
But what happened was, when we were at Old Navy, they had a problem processing. They couldn't process debit cards. They were having a hard time processing. Their computers just went completely bonkers, and credit cards were a problem. So what happened was, it ended up cycling through, and it comes up, I guess they're owned by the Gap. So it came through Gap in California. And so as soon as that sent out a red flag, and there was another one that sent out a red flag, and so they shut the card off. And she goes, oh no, we'll turn the card back on and everything. I'm like, oh great, it's too late right now, but that's fine. But that was it. It's a red flag. I said, thanks, I guess that's a good thing.
Well, here are my shopping stories. I don't have any.
Me neither.
There you go.
I'll be darned.
Okay. Well, we're going to take our first break, and then can we close the Burke segment? You have more, Dan?
No, that's it.
Let's close the Burke segment now. We'll do that. Burke segment's officially closed. Our first bit of business. We'll come back, take your calls. Jose comes in next hour. Love to hear your Thanksgiving disaster stories or funny stories, whatever. Shopping stories, whatever you want. And saw about 3 movies since we were together last. I'll run those down for you. Watched as much of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade as I could stand. Got a couple interesting facts for you about the parade. I'll give you one right now real quickly. How many clowns do you think were in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Oh.
Beyond, what do you think?
Clowns? Clowns?
Yeah.
Clowns.
And I have no idea.
Man, probably 100. Something astronomical. I would say maybe 20,000.
20,000 clowns?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? You know what you do?
5,
you take
000.
A good bit, you take a good story, and you ruin it. And then here's how you ruin it.
20,000.
Now, here's how you ruin it. I say, how many clowns do you think were the Macy's? And most people would go, oh, I don't know, 50? And then when I say the number, people go, wow.
800.
Not Dan. Dan, how many clowns, Dan? Oh, I don't know, 20,000?
Now
when I give the number of clowns, now the whole thing is, you just let the air out of it.
Okay, 10.
No, it's 900. 900 clowns. But now, it doesn't sound like much.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a whole lot.
Peon, have you ever known? He does this all the time.
He does.
How many movies do you think Jack Nicholson has been in? I don't know, 10,000?
5.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Forget it. It was a great story. 900 clowns. I thought I had something there, but No, apparently not. Dan thought there were 20,000.
In St. Louis, they had 20,000 clowns in the parade.
Well, I'll tell you what, those people's feet, I think that was a 3-mile parade, I believe. And I think those people, a lot of those people, probably their feet are hurting now. Well, we know what that's from. It's from marching in that parade and rehearsing and whatever. But there are a lot of people. And shoppers, maybe one of the reasons you can't go out and shop till you drop is because your feet are killing you. Or something else. Your neck, your back, your headache could be coming from your feet. Good Feet, the Good Feet stores, could make this whole shopping holiday run here, run there, the whole experience a lot more pleasant if they could eliminate that pain for you, and there's a very good chance that they could. They've done it for thousands of other people. So here's the deal. You go into one of the three locations in St. Louis area. You don't need an appointment. First order of business, you walk in proudly proclaiming, I'm AM and the PM. Just say that. And somebody might say, what does that mean? That just means it's some new person working there. They haven't been told yet. And they don't listen. But stay anyway, because it's a great place. Now, then they're going to say, what hurts? And you can say, man, I got that pain in my heel or my back of my leg. Because it doesn't have to be your feet. They're going to slip a couple. Well, they're going to take an impression of your foot. You can keep your sock on. And then they're going to try a couple of inserts, arch supports in your shoe. And here's what happens for lots of people. Sometimes it's the very first one, sometimes it's the second or the third one, maybe the fourth one, but then there's that magic point where you get up and you walk around and go, whoa, wait a minute. This feels so much better. I can already tell the difference. Boom! You got it. That's what you've been looking for. Now that surgery you thought you were going to have, you don't have to have. Those painkillers you thought you'd have to take or muscle relaxers or whatever. It's the one stop for pain relief for thousands and thousands of people. I hope it will be for you, too. The Good Feet stores. No appointment necessary. On Olive, west of 270, across from Friday's. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. The one, the only, the three and only Good Feet stores.
Let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, you've got a stall on eastbound 70 at Kings Highway. They've just moved that off to the right shoulder. And then there's an accident westbound 40 on the Missouri side of the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything else is just volume that's starting on southbound 270. Same thing on eastbound 270. Just a little heavy around Lindbergh. And this traffic report brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Hammermill Paper, made right here in the USA, is 99.99% jam-free, guaranteed. Don't you wish traffic was? Hammermill, no worries. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester, where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom-fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
The St. Louis Home Retention Group is a name you need to know. You're worried about your mortgage? You're losing sleep at night? Forget about it, baby. Go to the professionals with the St. Louis Home Retention Group. Steve Scaller, and I know you and Doug are the best in the business. Why not tell our listeners?
Well, you know what? There's three things that make us most successful, John. One is every intake is going to be done by me, and I'm going to do a complete analysis of what your current financial situation is. And be honest with you, John, I'm really good at it. The second thing is we're going to set very realistic expectations on how long it's going to take and what we're going to be able to accomplish at the end of the thing. And third and most importantly is our staff here is relentless in the pursuit of that. We don't take no for an answer. And we will win, as our Better Business Bureau rating shows.
St. Louis Home Retention Groups. St. Louisans, St. Louis-based company, taking care of St. Louisans. Make that call today. Steve, the number?
It's 636-527-5121.
And what about the address on the World Wide Web?
It is stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
The St. Louis Home Retention Group. Make that call today.
Bertarelli Cutlery has been keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967 and is your one-stop shop for knife, scissor, lawn, and garden tool sharpening. If it's metal and you need it sharp, look no further than the professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery. For professional quality kitchen gear, such as Vitamix blenders, Lodge cast iron, Wusthof, and Global knives, head down to the Bertarelli Cutlery Showroom, located at 127 Marconi in the heart of the hill. They also carry great local St. Louis-made products, such as NHB knives. These knives are handmade in St. Louis and carried exclusively at Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have cutting boards made from locally sourced hardwoods, designed and produced by Martin Goebel of Goebel Furniture. So head to the Chef's Toy Store and see all the great items and deals to be found. Bertarelli Cutlery is located at 1927 Marconi in the heart of the hill. Call them at 314-664-4005 or visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli Cutlery, keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967.
Layla has reinvented itself in the Grove neighborhood, offering Mid-Eastern fusion. Chef Jason Sparks, formerly of Wapango, has taken over the helm and offers a truly unique dining experience. The new menu blends Lebanese and Middle Eastern flavors like the Beirut Burger, featuring seasoned beef, roasted lamb, Monterey Jack, apricot ketchup, and sumac onions, to the Layla Pizza, which has herb goat cheese, sliced leg of lamb, dates, figs, and roasted apples. Layla Restaurant at 4317 Manchester. Come experience a truly one-of-a-kind dining experience. LaylaSTL.com.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists, who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you, or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's HIBU.com. Or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu. Made for business.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-975-8323. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-975-8323. That's 1-800-975-8323.
An American icon presents a holiday treat for the whole family.
Let it snow.
Kenny Rogers, Christmas and hits through the years. December 11th at the Family Arena. All your Christmas and holiday favorites, plus the hits that made Kenny Rogers legendary. With special guest Linda Davis. Reserve seats on sale now at the Family Arena box office and online at MetroTix.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila. 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, yeah. Let's sit back and relax. Let's relax, shall we? Sit by the fire.
We can't stay.
But baby, it's cold.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go
away. Yeah, but baby, it's cold.
I don't know. I've never decided if I like this song or can't stand this song. You ever have a song like that?
Yeah.
Depends on when you hear it. Sometimes I hear it and I go, I can't stand that song.
So many people do. Duos have done it.
Yeah, it's just overdone. Well, I'll tell you the one, too, that I cannot stand. Oh, it's a Christmas song. The day this is Christmas.
That's Paul McCartney. Or no, it's John Lennon. Oh, it's John Lennon.
I can't stand that song. Oh man, when that comes on, I go no. Oh, and because we are now officially on the home stretch toward Christmas, and I hope all these years we've done this, not only has no one been offended, we've received tens of thousands of thank you emails. Yeah, or maybe it was hundreds. Yeah, that's
20,000?
Yeah, that's it. It was hundreds of thousands of thank you emails because we're the only people who warn you about two, and they are traditional. They're songs recorded in the 50s. They've been around forever. The Brenda Lee song and the Eartha Kitt song, and nobody's going to stop us. We're going to do it again, and we're going to do it till we stamp out filth and Christmas music.
We heard one this weekend when we were out. I was out shopping with my daughter, and we both looked at each other and just started laughing.
Laughing, nervous laughter.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was nervous laughter.
Actually feeling bad for the people who are exposed to it. Let me do a quick bit of business, then we could grab some phone calls or give you some Macy's Day facts you might not have known or whatever you want to do. By the way, if you want to call, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. The KTRS is 5877. Either just before Christmas or right after, we will probably have Mark Reardon come in the studio and say hello, because this whole business about what to do with, well, the people who have money, first of all, to do something with, where do you put it? It's confusing. I watch... I watch TV, and I see these people come on telling you got to get gold, and some people tell you got to get silver, and other people tell you that their firm will make sure you never lose. There's one guy who comes on and goes, our clients never lose money whether the market is up or down. They're protected. And I'm thinking, well, wait a second. What? 6 years ago when the market took its biggest dip, our clients didn't lose a dollar. And then when the market that's impossible. Okay, first of all. So be very careful of these. But when somebody comes along and claims that they can work miracles with your hard-earned money, your 401k money, your retirement, be very, very skeptical. But then when somebody like Mark Reardon and Jason Becker from Stifel Nicolaus come along and say, well, based on our, 30-some-odd years experience, and based on you, and your lifestyle and your current situation and your employment situation and what you currently have, what it looks like you might accumulate, here's what we've decided for you. See, those people on TV, those infomercial things, they don't even know you. They're telling you what they can do, and they don't even know your situation. Mark and Jason are going to want to know a lot about you. And you should be glad they do. They're not nosy. It's how they can do what they do best, because what you want is what they want. And that is, take that $25,000 or more that you have and hang on to it and make it grow. That's the goal. That's the goal. MarkandJason.com. Al is on the phone. I don't want this to be one of those days where we have so much to talk about that we never take a call. So we're going to make sure that doesn't happen with Al. How are you, Al?
Oh, I'm great. What I want to tell you is that I learned a little bit about electronics in the United States from shopping. My wife and I just got back from a trip from China.
Whoa.
And we were going to department stores and stuff like that and looking at things. And you've heard of Beat headphones that you can buy here in the United States?
What kind?
Dr. Dre Beats.
I have a pair. I have a pair.
Okay. Well, usually they're like $199 or on sale,
exactly,
like $179, something like that.
Right.
We got those for $24 a piece.
Whoa. What? Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Are you absolutely positive they're not knockoffs?
Yeah, they're not knockoffs. Believe me, they're not knockoffs. There's little wireless speakers that you put with cell phones that you can pick
Bluetooth.
Up your, yeah, you can pick those up. They were $8 to pick those up. Chargers that you could pick up for the plug in the wall, and then you could charge your phones with it. Extra bait. Those are like $5 for those.
And I've heard you can haggle with them.
Oh yeah. These are all haggle prices. It's unbelievable. My wife bought cultured pearls that were, freshwater pearls. United States, like $500 for a necklace. She bought them for $60.
I'm not saying you don't know, but let me ask you a question. How do you know the headphones weren't knockoffs that were so good you couldn't
tell? Well, I said they were plugged them in, make sure they worked. The directions were in there. Everything was exactly the same because I looked at these before I went over there.
Okay, but that's what good counterfeiters do. Everything is down the line.
What, if they're a counterfeiter, let it be. But I'll tell you one thing, they're just as good.
Well, think about it, though. That could be because they're made. They're all made over there. So
that's where all the counterfeit stuff's made. They're the best at it. No, they are.
There's no shipping charge. There's been no middlemen. There's been no markups from one distributor to the next until they finally hit the stores in the United States.
Yeah, but I just think when you go from $200 to $20-something, that to me, that just screams counterfeit.
Like a Rolex watch.
Yeah, it's one thing.
Well, I tell you what, when you say, okay, they couldn't say, it was funny, they couldn't say ours. So they're trying to sell you Rolex watches for $5.
Rolex.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew those were.
Well, but that's an obvious one. But ask any woman who's seen these counterfeit purses and shoes. You cannot tell. You can't tell. One of my sons has a Breitling wristwatch, and the actual watch that he has, if it's a real Breitling, is about $10,000. He paid, I think, $300 or $400. He took it to a jeweler who's a friend of his, and the jeweler said, honest to goodness, without opening this up and taking a good look inside, I could not tell you it's not the same thing. To the gram, it weighs the same. Every detail, that's how good they are. I hope you got the greatest deal in the world, but when there's that kind of difference in price, that you're in the mecca for counterfeiting is China.
Well, and you know what? We were told very, very plainly to watch out for that type of work, and so we went to, quote, reputable stores,
right?
And stay away from this, go to this, and that's we went to those to the reputable stores, and that they had this material, these items that were just so well done. You know, packaging, prints, everything in English. They used them. They make sure they worked. Everything. So we said that we were going to go with it. So
let me see if this story is going to end where I think it's going to end. What you're going to finally tell us is you went and got each of us a pair of Beats headphones because you're AM and the PM, didn't you? And you're going to give them over for Christmas. Is that the end of the story?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
But my kids got a pair.
Yeah, good. Well, good. Good for them.
All the family got there.
By the way, those Beats headphones are great headphones.
Yes, they are. They're tremendous.
The Bluetooth technology is unbelievable. I mean, you can listen for like 6-7 hours on a charge. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, I just want to let you know that I was just educated by the amount of material over there that was so much cheaper than was in the United States. And I honestly don't think they're knockoffs. I really don't. Because of the reputable stores.
Well, I like the fact you said you don't think they are. At least you admit you're not an expert. And I've been fooled a couple of times with things that I just could not tell. Well, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much.
Merry Christmas. You too. Hey, we can say Merry Christmas.
Sure.
I think it's time to do that. Get Ben in here. We'll take a break. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I got a question. I think that guy got ripped off. I doubt he Beats for $25.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I don't want to bust his bubble, but no, that's not $29. Not for Beats. They're counterfeit, but they're good counterfeits.
Yeah, my wife, she got perfume, and we brought it home, and she had a box, and we put them up next to each other, and they were almost identical, but there were just very little differences.
Well, you get a fake Rolex for $5 or $10. There are also companies that make fake Rolexes for $400 or $500.
Yeah, it's because I'm fine.
Unbelievable. I mean, they're so, every detail, the weight, everything about them, you cannot tell. Only a jeweler who opened it up would be able to tell. So there are levels of counterfeit, and it sounds to me like he happened upon somebody that knew how to counterfeit Beats headphones.
Sure, sure. All right.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
All right, same to you.
Thank you, Ben. Right. I like that, saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. It's time now. I didn't want to do it before Thanksgiving. It seemed a little early. American Equity Mortgage, you got a nice text from Deanna Doherty from American Equity Mortgage. Just to sort of, thanks for all you do. Did you hear that, you people out there, advertisers out there who don't advertise with us? I had 5 or 6 texts from advertisers saying, thanks for what you do for our business. How about that? Did you, Mr. and Mrs. Advertiser, how many people did you text and thank them for all the business they bring you? Probably not very many. American Equity Mortgage has been on this show over 21 years. That's the same amount of time they've actually been in business. They're in the mortgage business, obviously. They're also in the good debt business, meaning if you're going to borrow money, if you have to borrow money for something, borrow it as cheaply as you can borrow it. Look, if you could borrow money and not pay any interest, that would be fantastic. There's one of these zero interest things. Next best thing is the low interest rate. And mortgage rates are still low, and that's the rate you pay as a homeowner when you borrow money because you use the equity in your home. So if there's something that has come along that requires you to shell out some cash and you just don't want to take another debt, roll it into your house payment. They'll show you how to do it. They do it all the time. They've done it for 21-plus years, and they'll work fast for you no matter what your credit is. And this perfect or less than perfect credit, the reason they say it is that most people do not have perfect credit. The majority of people don't have perfect credits. Don't feel bad. There are a handful of people that can say I have a perfect credit score with all three of the credit companies. American Equity Mortgage, they'll be happy to help you. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's see how traffic looks now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Working this accident westbound 40 just after the Poplar Street Bridge. Right lane is blocked. Looks like we're pretty heavy coming over the Poplar due to that accident. Also westbound 70 around Cave Springs. If you got some slow to stop and go park through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And westbound 40 looks like we're slowing now from about 94 to almost Winghaven. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil Cold and Sinus. Advil Cold and Sinus, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus. Plus, a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kelly Jackson from News Channel 5 and McGraw Live. Join us Tuesday morning when we talk to ABC political analyst Trey Hardin. We'll dive into redistricting in Illinois and get travel tips from our vacation guru, Pat Blassie, plus news, traffic, weather, and sports, and McGraw-Millhaven between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Some of our members are small business owners, and they know the secret to success is usually just that, a secret. So we built American Express Open Forum, an online community that helps our members connect and share ideas to make smart business decisions. We built this for our members, but we made it open for everyone. Connect at openforum.com. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect for the holidays. Kuna Food Service, online at steakgift.net.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen Portnoy. When it went off the tracks yesterday morning, that Metro North commuter train rounded a curve well over the speed.